Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Luke chapter 18, verses 9 through 14. The Reverend Scott Shilby is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from the Gospel of St. Luke, the 18th chapter. Jesus also told this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and treated others with contempt. Two men went up into the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee, standing by himself, prayed thus, "God, I thank you that I am not like other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give tithes of all that I get." But the tax collector, standing far off, would not even lift up his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast, saying, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but the one who humbles himself will be exalted. O Lord, have mercy upon us. In the name of Jesus, two men among other Hebrews gathered in the courtyard of the Jerusalem temple. Two men who joined the assembly for either the daily morning or evening divine service. Two men who observed the priest on duty splashing a dead lamb's blood against the four sides of the bronze altar. Two men who saw the priest entering the temple's holy place, entering that holy place to pray. Two men praying in the courtyard while at the same time the priest interceded to God on their behalf. Two men in the same location, but two very different men. Differences revealed by their prayers. Jesus told this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and treated others with contempt. Luke's preface intones this parable Jesus created, a parable featuring two fictional men, two make-believe characters Jesus used to make a point. These men may be make-believe characters, but the attitudes they represented are real life. These two men represented the world's two basic views concerning how one stands before God and lives forever. On the one hand, the Pharisee represented the view that a person stands before God and lives forever because of a person's own merit and worthiness. He placed his faith in his own acts of piety. The Pharisee, standing by himself, prayed thus, "God, I thank you that I am not like other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give tithes of all that I get." On the other hand, the tax collector represented the opposite view, that a person stands before God and lives forever only on account of the mercy of God. But the tax collector, standing far off, would not even lift up his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. To make the difference between these two worldviews as clear as possible, Jesus announced which of the two men got it right. I tell you, this man, referring to the tax collector, the least likely individual anyone would expect, the man whose occupation gave him a sleazy reputation. This tax collector, Jesus said, went down to his house justified rather than the other. Unlike the Pharisee, this tax collector had died to his ego and pride. In repentance, he had regarded all his good works as filthy rags. In faith, the tax collector depended on God's mercy, a sacrifice-based mercy, a mercy based on a sacrifice that removed the separation from God caused by that tax collector's own sin. A sacrifice-based mercy that atoned for the tax collector's sin, making the tax collector at one with God. Within the parable's context, carrying over from the Old Testament times, this atoning sacrifice was based on an innocent animal who was slaughtered and barbecued each morning and evening. The innocent animal provided the means by which God's anger over sin was appeased and taken away, and thereby establishing atonement. But for us now living in these latter days, this atoning sacrifice of God's mercy refers to the Lamb of God, the Lamb without blemish or spot, the Lamb whom God the Father, out of compassion for you and for the entire world, the Lamb the Father chose to send to make you at one with Him. This Lamb is Jesus, and His precious blood, once shed for you on the altar of the cross and now sprinkled upon you in word and sacrament, His blood is the only means by which you can stand before God and live forever. The tax collector in the parable left the temple. He went down to his house. He returned to his vocations, trusting that on account of God's merciful atoning sacrifice, his sins were forgiven, and therefore he was justified in God's sight. God grant you faith like the tax collector's faith. As you return to your vocations today after this brief pause from your daily work and regular routines. This faith of the tax collector is a faith that looks not to good works and morals or even to pious acts of devotion like tithing and fasting, however commendable they may be. The faith of the tax collector looks not to our actions as the way to stand before God and live. Rather, the faith of the tax collector is a faith that trusts in the once-for-all sacrifice of God's beloved Son, Jesus Christ, a sacrifice that allows you to stand before God and live forever, standing just as if you had no sin, standing, believing that you are saved eternally. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. Today we pray for Ben Helge, who serves the Lord in the Czech Republic. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.